welcome to our first episode of Auburn Unleashed since football season started. Sorry about our little break we took there. Jim and I were gearing up for a new season, but football's here. Jim, how are you?
Well, I'm good. We got a victory under our belt. Just starting off the year good, and that was a very exciting ball game.
Did you go to the game, Jim?
I did not go, but I did watch it in the comfort of my living room.
I watched it in the uncomfortable confines of Jordan-Hare Stadium. It was great to be down there. It looks like our team's gearing up. Everybody's gearing up, even the band, cheerleaders, everyone, gearing up for a great season. But it was quite hot.
Well, it was very cool in my living room, but I'm glad you made it to the game. I am going to try to go to the next game. And we got some really great guests lined up. We'll announce some of those on our next show, but we got some really great guests lined up throughout the football season, and we've got a great guest lined up today.
Well, and just for our listeners' benefit, we are going to be going on location some, getting out of these conference rooms we're recording in, and we're going to be taking the show to the Letterman's Lounge.
Well, hopefully we will, or certainly around the stadium, yes.
And we're going to be recording some from the Over the Mountain Touchdown Club here in Birmingham. They've got a great lineup, several Auburn speakers. And we won't bore our listeners with any of that right now, just letting them know we've got a good season coming up. And we're going to jump right into our first guest. Who you got for us, Jim?
Well, I got someone to help analyze the game, and I think he'll do a great job. He's was an ex-quarterback at Auburn, very beloved Auburn Tiger, the quarterback of the Maizens. He was on our show once before when we had a number of guests, but this will be the Randy Walls show because I've got Randy Walls for us. Hey, Randy, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. Thanks for agreeing to share some knowledge there. Did you go to the game?
Of course. I live in Opelika. It takes me 10 minutes to get to the stadium.
Well,
it's kind of hard to stay here at home when you can get there in 10 minutes.
So, Randy, I need to find out what route you take to get to the stadium in 10 minutes.
I do go some back roads now. I don't go the main roads, but it takes me 10 minutes to get to the stadium.
You must have one of those super secret parking passes too.
No. That's just for scholarship fellas, but my sister-in-law is on the board for the Board of Liberal Arts, the School of Liberal Arts, and she lets us use her parking pass when she don't come, so we don't have to walk about a block to get to the stadium, so that's even better.
Well, Randy, of course, I've introduced you. You were a great quarterback at Auburn and one of the probably the year us old-timers remember better than any. And you're a great friend of mine, but what just analyze that game for us. What'd you see? Let's start with the quarterback. What'd you see there?
Well, I think they didn't want to put a whole lot on his plate to start with, and rightly so. Washington State was a pretty good team. This was their first game. They wanted to get out to a good start, and they did. They scored on us first, but I think that it was a good win. We needed a win. And the way I see it, Jim, we got four sure wins, four maybe wins, and four that we shouldn't win. We should win. We won the Washington State game. We should win Arkansas State. We should win Western Carolina and Florida Atlantic. The maybes I've got are Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Tennessee, and Arkansas. The good thing about the maybe wins are we've got Mississippi State and Ole Miss at home. And the other good thing about the other two maybes, Tennessee and Arkansas, is between the two of them, they only won three conference games last year. We play Tennessee up there, and we play Arkansas in Little Rock. So that's realistically, we could win eight games if the ball bounces right for us when we go on the road. We've only got four road games. I don't know if people realize it. That's pretty good. We got eight home games and four road games. I think our defense played, we gave up close to 500 yards, but my Lord, they threw it 65 times. We threw it 98 times in 10 games in 72. So, I mean, it's you know, and it's taxing on your defense when they happen to pass rush 65 times. I don't think we'll play anybody all year that will throw that many times in one game. I think he completed 35 of them. But I thought we stepped up. We showed some heart. We showed some fight. And I think this win will – I think we should beat Arkansas State. I don't think I'm going out on a limb to say that. But we should be 2-0. And then we got Mississippi State at home. I don't know. I would just hope that we've recruited well enough to beat Mississippi State. In the past, we've always seemed to have a way to win that game, and so we can start out 3-0, and you know, just build on that. But the games I see us having a hard time winning are Texas A&M, Georgia, Alabama, and LSU. Now we got Georgia and Alabama at home, and LSU and Texas A&M on the road. So, but you know, from what I saw, while running backs are running hard, I think Corey Grant's going to be our new McCallum. The boy can fly. I think he's proud that he made the decision to come home and play in front of his hometown people here. He's from Opelika. I saw him play some high school games, and he may be faster than McCallum was, and he's a little bit bigger. So I see us at the worst going 6-6. At the worst, going 6-6. And at the best, 8-4. And 8 wins after last year would be a great accomplishment for Coach Malzahn and his staff.
Well, when you were on the Amazons, what were the predictions of what y'all were going to do?
Well, they told us we were going to beat Chattanooga and Mississippi State. And, you know, and I got to thinking I wish I could have gotten to the team and told them the parallels between this team and our team and what happened in behind the scenes that made us go from a 2-win team to a 10-win team. And basically was just the fact that we had some leaders that stepped up and on both sides of the ball. Now, we had a great kicking game, and Auburn's got a great kicking game. Our punter's excellent. And Cody Parker's an excellent field goal kicker. That part of the game is wrapped up. You remember when we punted the ball back in 72, we changed field positions, and we put people in a hole every time. They had to drive at the length of the field to score a touchdown. And with this punter we got now, and I think the average fan don't really appreciate what a punter can do, as far as helping you win football games. And 72 was a great example, and our punter now is a great example of what he can do. And if our defense gets a little better, and I expect them to, they got a little welcoming there with 65 passes thrown at them. And of course we had more interceptions in that one game than we had all last year. So I see a lot of positives, and it wouldn't surprise me if we won 8 games. It really wouldn't. Coach Malzahn's a very upbeat, positive coach, and you know, and it just comes down to the will to win, and I think with winning that first game and winning the second game, and then playing Mississippi State at home, we could be 3-0, and once you're 3-0, your confidence just skyrockets, and hopefully that's what'll happen if we do win the next 2 games.
You mentioned that they didn't put too much on our new quarterback, and I agree with that wholeheartedly. And what I was impressed with is our quarterback stuck with that. Sometimes a guy will try to do too much too early, and just a few mistakes in the wrong places, and that game could have gone the other way. So not only did they not try to put too much on him, he stuck with that plan, and that was impressive to me. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely, Jim. He overthrew some people, and I can remember whenever I overthrew people, it was because I was not as calm as I should have been. And I think we'll see. I don't think we'll see as many overthrown passes. as we had in that game at that two wide open receivers. We should have scored three more touchdowns on those overthrown passes. But Wallace overthrew a guy one time that was wide open too. So, but that's just first game jitters. I think the first game I started for Auburn was in Jackson, Mississippi against Mississippi State. I think we threw seven times that game. But it was 3rd and 10. It was 3rd and 10 when we threw all seven of them. So everybody knew we were going to throw. But our offense is quick, and the thing that kind of concerns me is that we're on the field offensively a pretty short time, even if we're successful. And if we're not successful getting the first down, our defense is right back out there. But I'm sure Coach Johnson and Coach Malzahn have addressed that to know that we're going to have some depth, especially if, you know, we're going to carry the ball down and score as quick as we can or as fast as we can, and then the defense is right back out there. So I feel confident in where we're at, and I just hope that we don't get anybody hurt. And, you know, that's the thing that happened to us in 72. We didn't have anybody to get hurt until I got hurt, you know, the day before we went to play in the Gator Bowl. But during the regular season, I don't think had anybody miss a game because of injuries. And that's just something that you can't predict or can't count on it. But if, you know, that's just the bounce of the ball or luck, however you want to say it. But if we don't get anybody hurt, we could win 8 games, realistically. But like I said, I think, you know, we could go 6-6 or we could go 8-4 if we get a few breaks there. And I don't, being honest with you, I don't think we've got much. I don't think we got a good chance of winning the last 4: Texas A&M, Georgia, and Alabama and LSU. Those are the 4 games that, you know, it'd be great if we could sneak up and win one of those games. But, you know, Texas A&M was 6-2 in the conference, and LSU was 6-2 in the conference, and we didn't win a conference game. So, but it's looking good. And speaking of being at the game, I went to every game last year too, even when people weren't as enthusiastic as they were Saturday. I saw a lot of people running the field, Gargis and Scarlett, and saw a lot of people. A lot of people were there. Everybody had a smile on their face. It's just amazing what a new year can do for enthusiasm. And it was good to be back the way all the people should be. And we're excited and enthusiastic about being at the stadium. And I was pleased with the way we played.
Randy, a couple of things I noticed, and I'm sure you did as well. There was just an overall sense of excitement in the stadium and around the stadium. And, you know, I personally think that our sports marketing department did an excellent job preparing some of the pregame videos that you see up on the Jumbotron. Some of them got the crowd really pumped up. I noticed even the band came out. They had a great – it's their special this year's 007 throughout the years, and it was just really – seemed like it got the fans excited, and I'm sure you saw the same thing.
Yeah, I'm old school, and I tell you what really excites me is the fact that the two most exciting things, three most exciting things to me, to go to a football game, and this, I don't know what this says about me, but to watch the Eagle fly, the band come on the field, and then the team come on the field. And then after that, it's just anticlimactic to me. It's just a matter of, then it's just what happens between the hash marks. But,
cheerleaders and majorettes.
Yeah. I'm so old, though. I don't have binoculars, and I can't really see, that far down the field. I glance down at them every now and then.
Randy, back to the game, there were some surprises coming out of our secondary. I think people were very surprised at some of the performance we saw. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, like I said, we intercepted some passes, but I think some of that was because of our pass rushing. We do seem to have some guys that want to get back there and hurry the quarterback, and best pass defense is a good pass rush, and we had some pressure on the guy, and he's good. He's a good football player, and he's got a good arm, and but I think we've just had a culture change at Auburn. I think with the whole new staff, it has brought a whole new attitude. And I've been to Coach Miles Iron invited us to a couple practices, and they seem to. And I went to a couple last year too before the season started, and during the season. But it just seems like you know, it's just a whole different attitude and atmosphere, and it's something we needed to do. We needed to change the way we approach the game, and I hope, and another thing that I've seen on the local news around here is that, you know, they redid Sewell Hall. I don't even think it's called Sewell Hall anymore, but I think all the players are trying to move into, well, they have moved into Sewell Hall and are living together. I know at Alabama they live together. They live in a dorm where regular students live also. And it's the same thing in Auburn. But that was one of the things that I hoped would happen, was that all the football players would want to live together, eat together, sleep together, fight together, party together. And I think we finally convinced, our coaching staff has finally convinced them to do that. And I know that's, and Jim can tell you, that was probably the most fun I had in college was living with people that I was out there practicing and playing with every day. I just can't comprehend not living with the people that I'm going to war with. You know them on the football field, but you get to know them even better if you live and eat with them and sleep with them and hang around with them all the time. And I'm glad to see that Coach Saban has been a step ahead of us in that department, and now I think we're finally catching on, and that really pleased me.
Talk about number one a little bit, because he was very impressive to me.
Yeah, he was. He's got a good motor. He's got a clowny motor in him. It seems like he's I'll take leadership from a freshman. And what you and I call leadership is not somebody that screams and hollers and talks. It's somebody that performs on the field. That's what a leader is. And I hope he set the pace for those guys, and he's someone for them to look up to. And hopefully they can give the same effort he's given. But he was our deciding factor on defense. When we stopped him, it was because of his play.
I'll tell you something else that impressed me. You know, Trey Mason, he's been a player for a while down there, and he had a really good game. But he coughed that ball up, and then everybody rallied around him and stopped them, because that could have been, you know, a drastic situation. And then they got him right back in there and gave him the ball again, and the line blocked, and he ran hard, and I just thought that was showed something about our coaching staff and the team, the way they gave it right back to their leader who had done that, and I think little things like that mean a lot.
Absolutely, Jim. Last year we would have probably gotten down on one another, or gotten down on him, but that's the beauty of a new year is you start from scratch, and you know, and I know that you know everybody. You know, he didn't fumble the ball on purpose, and you need to instead of looking at it as a negative, look at it as a positive. It's a rallying point, and that's what we did, and that was real pleasing to see that. We didn't get out. That's gonna happen in football games. You're gonna have interceptions. You're gonna have fumbles, and you're gonna have hopefully somebody not get hurt. But that was a very, very good big turning point in the game to me to see him. And I kind of figured they were gonna give him a chance to redeem himself, because that's what coaches do, is because they know he's a good player. They know he's dedicated, big-hearted kid, and I think it was a big lift for the team, like you said.
Y'all, I watched the game. I wasn't there live, and Adam didn't see this, and you may have noticed more when you've played football, you notice things like this, but I don't believe I've ever seen a coach any more animated than Coach Mount Vernon was, and I didn't know that about him. I don't think that's a good or a bad thing, but I just didn't realize just how animated he was. It was unbelievable. Did you notice that during the game?
Yeah. I'm glad they didn't have the camera on him the whole time, because he can get angry. But, you know, I don't know any good coach that I ever had that didn't get, at some point in the game, just get close to blowing his top. But you want a coach that's got fire in him. And I noticed it on the highlights a couple of the other night that had it on him. I bet his horse the next morning. I bet he's more horse than the quarterback is from screaming and hollering the whole time.
Made it though both ways, you know. You can see his joy when things happen good, and it's
Well, that's that's the kids nowadays. It's more about instant gratification, and he kind of fits in with that. You know, he goes along with the flow good, and I think if we give Coach Miles on another couple, 3 or 4 years to get all of his people in there, and I'm sure the powers that be know that. But if he can get 2 or 3 recruiting classes in there, we've had a top 5 already. But, you know, if we give him a couple years, I think we'll be right back up there competing for a conference championship, which is hard to do in this league, as you know. But if any school's capable, it's Auburn. Because of the fan spirit, the enthusiasm, and just the whole Auburn experience, I think we'll be back. We may be back as early as next year, in my opinion.
Well, I see Arkansas State and Mississippi State as very tough games. You know, Arkansas State beat some people last year and beat them bad. And, of course, Malzahn, they had his system, and they played in a bowl game, and I don't know that I would chalk that up quite as automatic as you were. And Mississippi State held Oklahoma State to 21 points. And, you know, it was a very physical game. So I think those games are very important. And, you know, I think they're at home and we should win both of them. But if we don't, I hope everybody doesn't get down, even if we just split them, because we do have a team. It's a new system, and I think we will get better and better every week. I hope we do.
You know, Jim, I'm not mistaken, I think Arkansas State has the second longest winning streak right now in the country.
Yeah. Well, I had them down as a win, but I just, you know, they're coming here. We've got a victory under our belt, and we should beat Arkansas State. We should beat Arkansas State. We should beat Western Carolina. We should beat Florida Atlantic. Now, Mississippi State, we should beat Mississippi State because we're Auburn and Mississippi State. I don't say that in a negative light toward Mississippi State, but we just have more resources. Now, how about the Ole Miss Vanderbilt game? I stayed up. I don't usually stay up that late, but I don't know about y'all, but I was pulling for Vanderbilt so hard, and Vanderbilt's going to be a good football team again this year, even with the 4 people they had kicked off the team. But you know, did y'all watch that game?
I did watch it. It was just a great game. It really was.
Ole Miss is good, and they, you know, they could be the sleeper in the West. So who knows?
Well, now that you've ventured into other games, I'm going to put you on the hot seat. You think Manziel's going to make it through the season?
Yeah, I think Coach Sutherland will put the reins on him. You know, I read an article. I don't know if y'all take ESPN, the magazine, or not, but I take it. It's a good magazine, and they had a writer went out and spent a week out there with he and his dad. And the gist of the article was that his dad's a very competitive guy, and Johnny's a very competitive guy. And it talked about Johnny never beating his dad in golf, and it talked about he was out there watching him play golf, and Johnny'd hit a bad shot and throw his club and just go ballistic because, you know, he hit a bad shot. But so the boys obviously had a lot thrown at him as a freshman. Can you imagine winning the Heisman as a freshman? Well, he's a redshirt freshman, wasn't he? Wasn't he a redshirt freshman? He's not a true freshman.
I believe he was. I'm just wondering if he's going to be reined in by the time Auburn plays Texas A&M.
Well, it wouldn't bother me if he got kicked off the team by the time we play him, but I'm sure that he's going to play against Alabama, and that'll be a heck of a football game. I'm sure everybody in the country will watch that one.
You know, our quarterback made a run, and I know they were reining him in a little bit, and he reined himself in. I thought that was a great idea, but he made one run. It wasn't all that long a run. It was down the left sideline where he made. It reminded me so much of Manziel. It was unbelievable. It was one of these runs, you know, you got to have some ability to do what he did, you know, and just that one run. I don't know if you noticed just that one time, but I believe we're going to see a lot of that before the year's over.
Well, if he can run it, look. Every team I've seen on TV has run the hurry up offense, and the quarterback has been a vital cog in the wheel. Is you know, they stick it in there, and they ride it up in there, and he pulls it out and he runs. I think we had a limited offense put in, and I think that, you know, him running the ball is going to open up everything for the offense. So, but you know, when you're running as many times as he's probably going to run it this year, unless he's tough as Bill Garvis was, he may get his bell rung. And you know, in this league, you can get hit pretty hard real quick.
Well, all right, Randy, we really appreciate you being on, and I want to say, I think I said this last time you were on, but I just want to say what a fine guy you are and a good friend you've been, and how Randy's a big, tall, lanky fella for the people that don't remember him. Or,
hey, I'm not too lanky anymore.
Well, you were. He wasn't real fast. He wasn't very strong. And for somebody real strong, and for somebody who wasn't real fast or real strong, he's the best athlete I have ever met. I would say the best. He was a great baseball player.
When you were down there, did you, buddy?
Sir?
you must have lived a sheltered life when you were in Auburn.
No, you great baseball player, basketball player, football player. I assume great tennis player, too. Golfer, one of the absolute best natural athletes I've ever met in my life. And I appreciate you being on, Randy.
Anytime, Tim, and I'll be glad to help you out anytime you need me, buddy. Just call me and let me know. You got my cell phone number.
All right. Well, when I find a couple of people to play golf that want to lose some money, I'll call you.
I haven't been playing too good lately, but.
Okay. Well, Randy, we appreciate you being on. And
thanks for having me.
Who would have thought this time last week Auburn would have the SEC Defensive Player of the Week?
I wouldn't have. But hey, just like 72, you just never know. They may have come together, and it's something we won't know about until about four or five games into the year, whether they've decided that we're one for all for one and one for all, and that makes a big difference.
We're just playing hard. I believe Auburn
play hard.
They play hard from the first play to the last play, and from the time the play starts to the ends, we'll be satisfied. You know, and maybe
play hard.
Jim
is right. You're right. I think all of them people will feel the same way you do. As long as we play hard, and you know, whether we win or lose, if we play hard and represent Auburn like we're supposed to, I think you won't hear any complaints.
Well, we want to remind all of our listeners to check out the other shows on BigBrainsMedia.com, and check with us next week. We'll be breaking down the Auburn-Arkansas State game. Randy, we always end our show with a big war eagle and let our guest lead it off. If you want to take us out.
All right. Well, thanks for having me on, guys. I really enjoyed my time. And to everybody out there, a big war eagle.
All right. War eagle.
War eagle.
War eagle, baby. Bye.
All right. Bye, Randy.